Good afternoon. We are starting the property committee meeting, and we have enough folks online now. All right, we good? You can hear us?
Loud
Yes.
and clear.
Yes.
Roger that. Could we take the roll, please?
Yes, roll call. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Jung.
Youngest present.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Green. Here. Director Nguyen. Director Amezcua.
I'm present.
Director Tran.
President.
Director Wigand.
Yes, but unfortunately, I'm just calling in as a member of the public.
Thank you. And Director Bilodeau.
I am here and I as well am calling in as a member of the public. Thank you.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are not, Churchill.
Thank you. Let's now move to the visitor participation. Any members of the public that would like to speak on an item not on the agenda today? Hearing none, we'll move on to our consent. Is there a motion on the consent?
Okay.
We have second. A motion and okay, motion by Director Green, second by Director Meeks. Please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's an aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, let's go to our first item for consideration. We have a staff presentation.
We do.
Thank you,
Chair Sheldon. I have some slides here I'd like to share with the committee. This is for the North American Recycling and Crushing lease renewal. About a month and a half ago, staff received a letter from North American Recycling requesting to renew their lease, which is due to expire March of 2027. So it's a little early, but they wanted to get ahead of it, you know, because of their sublessees. And so I'd like to give a brief background on the lease and the leasehold area. So the actual lease is within this yellow line here. It's right below the districts Warner Basin, Conroe Basin, and Huckleberry Basin, just above the Santa Ana River. It's approximately 8.2 acres. And the lease was assigned by Dancop Crushing back in 2018 to North American. And Dancop Crushing was leasing this premises since 1980. So they've had it for quite some time before it was assigned to North American. The use is allowed under the lease, asphalt and concrete crushing, recycling plant, equipment and material storage, an interim truck parking, contractor storage area for equipment and materials, along with contractor staging area. And then they're also allowed to have a wholesale container nursery, but I don't believe that use has ever been established on the premises. Okay, so as I previously mentioned, the North American is allowed to have sublessees on the property, and they have quite a few. Currently, there are Arizona Pipeline in the red here, shaded here, and Lincoln Construction in the green. Those are the two biggest sublessees on the premises. And then around that, you have some smaller sublessees, R&M Electric, Vision Tree Experts, Pippin, Innovative Construction Solutions, and Pacific Coast Propane. So all of these sublessees are allowed on the premises for their uses, which is essentially equipment and storage for their respective businesses. So nothing's operating here from these businesses. It's just their equipment and storage. So for the lease summary, lease does expire next year, March 31st. North American would like to exercise their option, which is within the lease, to extend their lease for an additional 5 years to March 31st, 2032. Current rent is just under $84,000 a month, and there is a fixed 3% annual increase. The insurance is standard to all of our district lessees, $2 million general liability, $2 million automotive, and $1 million for workers' compensation. The district does have a 6-month termination clause with written notice, and that's for any reason. So we can get out if needed. Options remaining, should the district consent to the first option, extending it to 2032, there is a second option within the lease that would extend it from 2032 to 2037. Okay, so for operations, oh, sorry, if I could just move that down here. Operations. So the lessee is in good standing. Rent is current. We never actually have issues with receiving their rent. No outstanding defaults. And North American's operation, which is the asphalt concrete crushing and recycling, obviously that's consistent with what's allowed in the lease and subsequent amendments. And for site condition, these photos to the left here were taken a couple of weeks ago, and just want to show the site actually looks. As you can see, it's very clean. It's well maintained. No dust issues. Debris management is clean. This photo to the upper right-hand corner, this is their actual on-site office. So there is actually someone inside there. The gate to upper left-hand corner, this photo is a gate that leads into one of the sublessees, Lincoln Construction, similar to the one on the bottom here, which is to a Arizona pipeline. So there's a gate there. This photo on the left, bottom left-hand corner, is a road that leads to several sublessees on the left. So they have their own entrance and Arizona pipeline. And in the middle here, this is where they actually gather the concrete and asphalt. And the photo there, right here, is where they would actually, when they're done crushing that, would store right here. So, very clean operation. So, with that, staff's recommendation is to authorize execution of Amendment 5 to lease with North American Recycling and Crushing, extending the lease for an additional 5 years through March 31st, 2032, with all other terms and conditions of the lease to remain the same. And that will conclude my report.
Thank you. Do you have any questions from the committee?
I don't see any hands.
Okay.
I'll move it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sure may. Thank you. Their lease term is, I mean, the acreage is about 8 acres, you said?
Yeah, correct.
So approximately they're paying $10,000 an acre?
Yes, they approximately, yes.
Okay. And have we looked at the market rate for this kind of storage and this kind of use?
So I did prepare some Google research just in case that question was asked. So I'm not sure how accurate this is, but just based on some online research.
Was that Chad or was that Claude or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that was a combination.
About 70% of
yeah.
That. So
yeah. But just off that, 20 to 35% per square foot for a similar rock crushing type site in the city of Anaheim. It's a wide margin, but that's what it was. 20 cents or 2 to 35 cents per square foot would be the rate
well,
that was.
So it's 20, 25 cents a square foot.
Right.
And they have 43,560 square feet.
Correct. And North American is currently paying 23 cents per square foot.
And it was 25, you said.
Right.
So that's really, it's interestingly, very coincidentally, almost the same.
It's coincidentally right there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I, but yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
The range
that's what that is. So that's what chat says.
That's what chat says. Yes.
Okay. Well, you're chat. Right. Well, you know, good. It gives you a good way to go, but
right.
You got to validate it.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yes, absolutely.
And, and how much of the site is copy use?
You go back to the,
are they like it really in the sublease business or are they actually using it?
I would say both.
Yeah.
And one more question. Did they know you were coming by when you took those pictures?
No, I
if they were, I compliment them for cleaning up the house a little bit. But
I came Sherry Ortega, who's the representative for North American, I did reach out to her via email the day before. So they did get 24-hour notice only because I need to meet someone on site.
And I'm North American. I meant North
yeah,
America.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But it was a 24-hour notice.
Okay, but I think what my question was for that.
Can you repeat the question?
I forgot it.
Yeah.
But
the amount of leasing.
Yeah, that was it. Oh, yeah, the percent.
Yeah, so that was
hoping you'd remember.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so this visual shows it the best. This, what's not shaded is the crushing business right there.
Okay.
And everything shaded are sublessees.
So half? Like you
yeah,
said,
roughly.
Yeah, we're not really sure the business terms of the sublessees, correct?
Correct. So under the lease,
right.
North American would propose a sublessee via proposal letter, some background documentation that's aligned with the lease.
Right.
Staff would vet that. And then ultimately, if it falls within the lease parameters, then we would send them to
their financially responsible for it. And if they make a little bit over that, I'm not going to begrudge them for doing that. So I'm just curious.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been it's a great check that comes in every month and not a lot of hassle, right?
Yes. I mean, I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay, I think Director Green had a motion.
You've got
two. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I guess I've stimulated some thought. Good. Yes, Director Meeks.
I have a question. Okay, so we lease them the land, but they are required to get permits and environmental clearance for each of those businesses for whatever they're doing, correct?
That's correct, Director Meeks.
Okay. All right. Just want to confirm that. I can second that motion then.
Well, yeah. Permits, shmermits, you know, I don't know.
Roger.
Director Yeo has a question. Right. Director Yeo.
Thank you, Director Shelton. Daniel, can we go to slide number 4?
Yes.
Yeah, this is where it talks about the general liability insurance. How old is this this level of coverage? Because you mentioned that this goes back to the 1980s.
Well, this particular lease was drafted in 2016 with Dancock Crushing and was assigned to North American in 2018. So that's how far back this particular these terms go with the coverage.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just a little concerned about the type of operations and is this adequate or should we be asking for something a little more like an umbrella or excess liability on top of that?
No, I think that's a good valid question. I can also check with JPIA to make sure that we're aligned with whatever they deem best for this type of use.
Okay. Yeah.
Really responsive with that. So I can reach out to JPIA.
So, okay. And Council, actually, I have a comment on this, but go ahead, Council, if you want to.
I can wait for you.
I can wait for you.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I'll talk. I was just one thing to maybe look at, based on the question that Director Yeo raised, which is a good one, and that is, maybe take a look at the insurance depending on the risk associated with the operation. But also, we want to make sure in those sublessee agreements that they are naming the district as an additional.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Sure that we're
primary and non-contributory, additional insured, all that. Yeah.
And, I was going to say the 2 points was that that's a great operation, but we have probably some obligation on due diligence just to make sure all the permits are there, what Director Meek said, that they're, just not that we're enforcing, but we're just sort of, checking the box on everything. We are additional insured, then the amounts are enough and it's clean. Because if there's ever an accident there and we didn't act like a proper landlord.
Yeah, no, I mean, that kind of happened with Anaheim Lake.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that. So, yeah, that it is a valid concern.
So we should sort of do, we're taking a lot of revenue in there. We can spend a few bucks having having this all done.
After that, though, didn't we take a look at all of our lease insurance?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't recall that, but Bruce might have. I don't know.
Seemed to me that was mentioned that they decided to go.
I think we took a look at that specific lease. Whether we looked at all the other ones, I don't know.
Must be all of them. I don't know.
So that's
a good question.
Subleases.
I think so.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No.
So the subleases, they name North American, and we just need to see if they would. Well, not see, but they need to name us as well. And they may already.
Right. I can confirm that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have the policy right here, so I understand that. Thank you. Great. Those are two awesome comments. Any other comments before we take a vote? Hearing none? We have a motion from Director Green, I think.
Second,
right?
From
Director Meeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Will we please take the
roll call? Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to our next item.
Informational item, quarterly reports for the first quarter ending March 31st, 2026. There was an increase of 37% year over year in the first quarter. That was mainly due to, for two reasons. District received the second half of the duck hunting rent from Raga Enterprises in January, Typically, we received that rate in December of the previous year. So that's that. And then also, the district received a temporary construction easement fee from OCTA for that 91 widening project for $72,480. So those two reasons, it kind of skewed it heavily for the first quarter of this year, year over year. As far as renewals go, in the second quarter, typical every year, Prado Basin Duck Club and the Rahogshedeag Enterprises duck hunting lease both expire on June 30th. In the third quarter, the pheasant lease for Rahaga expires on September 30th. And also this year, the NSM golf lease will expire September 30th. So staff will bring that forward to the committee at a future date, all of the renewals. All of the lessees and license and permittees are in full compliance with the terms of their agreements. And finally, a general manager has not issued any licenses thus far this year. So that will conclude rent report.
Any questions? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda is to start concluding this meeting with comments, I believe. Is there, we'll put the item for North American on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And any director comments? Okay, I only one. I did Craig Elliott reach out to you about a potential subleasing on one of the on the a property that he was looking at?
No,
okay,
not yet.
So he reached out to me. We talked about, and I think he was assembling some information. So he, if we could, he'll probably talk to you, and we can put an item on the agenda for next month on bringing in some more revenue.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect.
Thank you. Any general manager comments?
Nothing to report.
All right, we are adjourned. Have a great weekend and great holiday, Memorial Day holiday.